Chapter 1. Understanding Culture Shock and Why It's Normal. When you first move abroad, no one warns you how disorienting the smallest things can feel. It isn't just the language, it's everything. The streets don't look the same, the doors don't open the same way, even the food on your plate can feel unfamiliar. This stage has a name, culture shock. And while it feels uncomfortable, it's completely normal. Everyone goes through it. In fact, psychologists often described it as happening in phases. 1. Honeymoon phase. At first, everything feels exciting. The sights, the sounds, the beauty of your new country fill you with awe. 2. Frustration phase. Then reality sets in. Simple tasks feel overwhelming. Why is the bank so complicated? Why do store clerks talk so fast? Why do people do things this way instead of that way? 3. Adjustment phase. Slowly, you begin to adapt. You learn a few phrases. You figure out how to get groceries without panic. The new ways become a little more familiar. 4. Acceptance phase. Eventually, life takes on a new rhythm. You may never feel 100% local, but you find peace and belonging in your new home. It helps to know these stages exist because then you realize this isn't forever. Where you are now is just one part of the journey. For instance, one expat remembered walking through her new town, trying to be brave by greeting everyone. She said good morning to everyone she passed, only it was late afternoon. The looks she got were mortifying. Later, she laughed about it, but in the moment, she wanted to disappear. Culture shock has a way of humbling all of us, but those stumbles are part of the process. Why language makes culture shock harder? Not knowing the language magnifies everything. You can't ask questions easily. You can't explain yourself when something goes wrong. Even buying soap or tea becomes a guessing game. It's easy to feel small, embarrassed, or even invisible. Many new expats cry during this phase. I did, and almost everyone I've worked with has too. But tears don't mean you're failing. They mean you're stretching beyond your comfort zone, and that takes courage. The reframe. Instead of seeing culture shock as a sign you don't belong, see it as a rite of passage. Every expat has stories of confusion, mistakes, and misunderstandings. Later, these stories become the funny ones you tell at dinner parties. Right now, it may not feel funny, but hold this truth. You are not weak, you are not failing, and you are not alone. You're simply in the middle of an adjustment that millions of others have lived through too. Reflection prompt. What stage of culture shock do you feel you're in today? What's one small thing you figured out since you've arrived?